Today, my shout out is to anyone that's ever struggled, which literally means everyone. In all actuality, I personally had an essentially struggle-free many years. The challenge with that is that when struggle actually does arrive, it can be pretty tricky to cope with. There's a particular man I met while working in the professional world of letter mail delivery. His name is Angelo. Shout out to Angelo. The positive impact he made on me will always last. He sacrificed his home, marriage, and job out west to move east to care for his dying mom. The least I could do was treat him to a meal and took him to church even one day. I think we related well to each other in that we both had some expectations on our intimate partners to stand by us while helping another. In his case, his mom, or when sick, as in my case, as I struggled with severe depression when abandoned by my husband and avoided by him once I asked him for help. I have no idea why. The title of today's podcast is Throw Expectations to the Wind. This is podcast 5 of Thinking About It. William Shakespeare said, "Expectation is the root of all heartache." Every single one of us has expectations at some point or another. Perhaps that is based on past experience or a verbal and actual commitment. Getting up every day is a bit of an expectation, isn't it? Because we've always done that. Titling this podcast, Throw Expectations to the Wind, is that I truly want to do better at that. Do better at not expecting, do better at reminding beneficial commitments, do better at my own commitments. Do better at teamwork, just do better all around. You see, I'm what I call a perfectionist. So when something is said, it's said and meant quite literally. However, learning the hard way that not all people are literal has been quite painful, and so I've had to seriously question others' words and actions to really understand and see how much that is said is meant and how much is sarcasm or a joke or teasing even, and then how to move ahead. I'll point out the worst example I've experienced, in which I fully and completely and honestly and faithfully committed in marriage to my husband, and to this day have all the love for him I said I would. So you can see when the day came and he confessed unfaithfulness, how devastating that would be for someone who dreamed from as young as she could remember that she wanted a long and happy marriage that each worked hard for every single day like her own parents. I truly, deeply appreciate the healthy example my parents set and want to honor them with setting a similar example. The hard lesson has been that no matter how much I try, I cannot control, nor would I want to, the trying of anyone else. I've learned that expecting the same giving from another is actually a complete impossibility, and that's a bit of an epiphany statement for someone that has a deep Christian faith, which I do. It also strengthens my faith while simultaneously finding a balance that faith has to be put equally in my own hands and that I'm much stronger than I thought. I spent our loving marriage imagining it would be impossible to live without my husband, and now I know how possible it is, and it's actually pretty fantastic. I've created individuality again, what I had before we united, with a lot more intellect being shared with those around me. One of the keys to throwing expectations to the wind, and I think you'll agree, is that there may be a need to continuously remind the good that stands out and that what that was said and committed to. For example, can someone just make plans for 2 Saturdays from now at 2 p.m. and just expect it will all happen 2 Saturdays from now? Isn't it a good idea to write it on a calendar and put in a cell phone reminder or something? And how about asking the other attendee to do the same? What about day of reminders? Does anyone need that? A phone call that morning, ride there? Before my husband checked out, as he calls it, I had absolutely everything I was going to do written in my agenda. I like organization. I like commitment. I like being transparent. I like planning. I like following through. I like being accountable. I do not like getting sick from those that do not like those things or that seem to disrupt hard planned organization. It's necessary in life to count on surprises. The challenge lays in how to respond to the surprises that arrive, as some are wanted and many are unwanted surprises. I'm not sure about you, but as I age, there seems to be more and more unwanted surprises that I just have to decline. Not only decline, detest. I faulted many times as a people pleaser, doing too much of what others seem to demand and too little for my health, and I pay for that to this day. I ache, I cry, and I still hope, which is what keeps me climbing towards over the hill. Hope. I ache for my loved ones I miss, the family I adore as my own that has parted some communication since my husband checked out, as he calls it. I ache for me because the dream I had as a little girl is gone. I ache for our kids because they won't have the life I planned as their mom and may not have the good life for their kids if they have their own. I ache physically for doing a job so someone else could get ahead. I've bawled like I can't remember even doing in childhood because how much my heart was broken and lost. I cry because God has brought me through the worst. I hope because my kids brought me the hope I gave them as kids and truly showed me you get what you give. I couldn't ask for better kids. I truly have a content life. A hard life some days, a very appreciated life. I would like a lot of some days, but really I'm just pretty content. I'll use the weather as an example. The forecast is continually changing, and sometimes even right in the moment, the forecast shows sun when you can actually see rain outside. So reality is reality. And so, yes, throw expectations to the wind and keep braving your life. I do put the expectation on myself to keep going, keep doing right, keep doing good. I am ready for tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until next time, send me a message and tell me your thoughts about this podcast and any ideas you may have for an upcoming podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Bruce Lee. I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations, and you're not in this world to live up to mine.